Hello everyone, welcome to our study on the book of Exodus. Today we find ourselves in Exodus chapter 31. Isipin siguro ng ilan sa inyo, teka, meron pa tayong hindi na discuss sa chapter 30, especially the last portion. We did. Na-discuss na po natin siya when we were discussing about the altar of incense. Yung last section po ng chapter 30 dealt with the specific ingredients of the incense and how they are not to be used for personal consumption and for God and God alone. Na-discuss po natin yan when we were looking at the altar of incense. And now, we will be looking at chapter 31. And chapter 31 is talking about the twofold blessings bestowed by God to His people. Ano po yung mga yun? God's Spirit and God's Sabbath. Ang kanyang Espiritu at ang kanyang kapahingahan. If you have your Bibles with you, kindly turn your Bibles to Exodus 31. And we'll be looking at verses 1 up to verse 18. Exodus 31, 1 to 18. And it reads, "The Lord said to Moses, 'See, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God, with ability and intelligence, with knowledge and all craftsmanship, to devise artistic designs, to work in gold, silver, and bronze, in cutting stones for setting, and in carving wood, to work in every craft. And behold, I have appointed with him Oholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan. And I have given to all able men ability that they may make all that I have commanded you, the tent of meeting, the ark of the testimony, and the mercy seat that is on it, and all the furnishings of the tent, the table and its utensils, and the pure lampstand with all its utensils, and the altar of incense, and the altar of burnt offering with all its utensils, and the basin and its stand, and the finely worked garments, the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments of his sons for their service as priests, and the anointing oil and the fragrant incense for the holy place. According to all that I have commanded you, they shall do." And the Lord said to Moses, "You are to speak to the people of Israel and say, 'Above all, you shall keep my Sabbaths. For this is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I, the Lord, sanctify you. You shall keep the Sabbath because it is holy for you. Everyone who profanes it shall be put to death. Whoever does any work on it, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, holy to the Lord. Whoever does any work on the Sabbath day shall be put to death. Therefore, the people of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, observing the Sabbath throughout their generations as a covenant forever. It is a sign forever between me and the people of Israel that in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed.' And he gave to Moses," verse 18, "when he had finished speaking with him on Mount Sinai, the two tablets of the testimony, tablets of stone, written with the finger of God." May God bless the reading of His Word. Manalangin po muna tayo. Lord, we thank you for this beautiful chapter. We pray that you would teach us timeless truths na pwede namin pong gamitin sa aming mga buhay. We thank you, Lord, that the Old Testament is given to us for our instruction, for our example. At dalangin namin, Panginoong Diyos, na tunay nga pong matunghaya namin ang mga katotohanan dito na pwede namin isabuhay sa aming pong buhay pananampalataya sa dakong ito ng inyong pong ubasan. We pray that you would preach, we pray that you would teach to our hearts, And we pray that you would minister to us by the Holy Spirit and through the truth found only in your word. We thank you. We love you, Lord. In Christ's most precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Again, tayo po ay nandito sa section na ito. At what we would see here is the twofold blessing given by God to His people, God's Spirit and God's Sabbath. Now, when we were studying Genesis, remember, particularly chapter 1 hanggang verse 1 hanggang verse 27, what's so particular about that section? We saw in that section God creating everything. And as He was creating everything, ex nihilo, meaning out of nothing. And He did that by speaking everything forth to existence. And everything, according to God, was good. Meaning everything was made for what they were meant, for. But after that section, pagkatapos po ng Genesis 1:27, we would see Him giving responsibilities to man. He has given dominion over to man to cultivate what He has made. God has called man to work for God and for His glory. Now, you may be asking, ba't natin pinag-usapan ito? Nasa Exodus tayo, right? Because we see that principle in the building of God's earthly dwelling place. Kasi kung Genesis 1:1-27, we see Him speaking forth everything into existence, He could have done the same thing sa dwelling place. He could have spoke, let there be an Ark of the Covenant, let there be a mercy seat, let there be a altar of burnt offering, let there be a bronze basin. He could have done that, right? But God did not. Because God was giving His people the privilege of building the tabernacle for Him. At yun makit natin sa first 11 verses ng Exodus 31. Here we see the blessings of God's Spirit. We have the Spirit of God working through us. That's the theme of this first 11 verses. Ano natutunan natin sa konsepto ng high priest? We learned from the high priest that we need someone to represent us to work on our behalf. What we learn now from these craftsmen, these gifted men, is that the Spirit of God enables us to serve God's people for God's glory. Ulitin ko po. With regards to the high priest, we have learned that we need someone to represent us and to work on our behalf. What we learn and what we will be learning from these craftsmen, itong mahuhusay na mga artists, is that the Spirit of God enables us to serve God's people for God's glory. The work of God was accomplished by the Spirit of God. We see a parallel to the creation narrative dito sa section na ito. Kung paano ang Diyos did His work in creation by the Spirit, so He did His work in the tabernacle, this little Eden, if you will, by His Spirit. God chose Bezalel from Judah and Oholiab from Dan as His craftsmen. Their skill did not originate in themselves, but from God. God appointed two specific and especially gifted men who would be responsible over all the skillful men for interpreting Moses' instructions about the tabernacle, pati na rin po yung kasuotan ng mga kaparian. Right? And they would do that. They would construct that. And we read, God filled them with His Spirit. That is very important. This is telling us that they are divinely enabled. They were filled with God's Spirit so that they would make choices consistent with God's will, with God's instructions. right? Yung pangalang Bezalel means in the shadow of God. Up to this point, we see in the genealogy, konti lang yung nabanggit. Right? Kasi ito nga lang, for up to this point, ang po, dapat natin malaman tungkol sa kanya. He is from the tribe of Judah. Meaning, he was Miriam's grandson. Si Oholiab, ang ibig sabihin ng pangalan niya is, the father is my tent. Ang gaganda ng kanilang mga pangalan, no? And he is from the tribe of Dan. And he is to assist Bezalel. God endowed, God poured on both men natural abilities, but most importantly, He has poured on them His Holy Spirit to do the work He had appointed for them to do. Though they were skilled, yung narrative po emphasizes clearly that they were to do the work of building the tabernacle by means of the skills that the Spirit of God would give them. Very clear at very careful ang Biblia na hindi i-highlight yung natural skills nila. It's showing us that it's highlighting God's Spirit, God's enablement. And this is very important. Why? There is an important parallel here with God's work of creation in Genesis 1 at sa pagbibuild nila ng tabernacle. Kagaya na banggit ko, just as God did His work of creation by means of His Spirit, diba? His Spirit was hovering, sabi ng Genesis 1, so also Israel, especially these people, these chosen men, was to do their work of building the tabernacle by God's Spirit. The parallels between God's work in creation and Israel's work on the tabernacle are part of the Pentateuch's larger emphasis on the importance of the work of the Holy Spirit among His people. It is of interest here to note that the two key characters in the Pentateuch who provide a clear picture of genuine obedience to God's will, sino sila? Si Joseph and Joshua are specifically portrayed in the narrative. Ano? They were filled by the Spirit of God. But there is an aspect of this section that I don't want for all of us to miss. Nakit natin, di ba? Very intricate. And ito mga mamang ito, definitely they learned their crafts, they learned their trade in Egypt when they were there for 400 plus years, and they learned the works. They were gifted, and now God is using them. Right? These men are clearly artisans, artists. Gifted artists na natutunan ng mga bagay nito sa Egypt. And so there would be divine help and enablement. Ine-emphasize lagi sa atin yun ng salita ng Diyos. As they fulfill creating the tent of meeting, kasama na yung kasuotan ng mga pare, according, again, to God's instructions, according to God's prescriptions, through and by the enablement of God's Spirit. Importante yun. Now, sabi ko, meron tayong dapat hindi i-miss. Ano yun? I'd like for you to go to Isaiah 44. Let me invite you to go to Isaiah 44 as God would give us a picture of gifted people, artists, people who are skilled in, kagaya siguro ni nitong dalawang ito. They are gifted, just like Bezalel and Oholiab. But what they did was detestable to God's sight. Isaiah 44, starting from verse 9. I hope you have your Bibles there. I want you to see these verses for yourselves. Isaiah 44, verse 9. All who fashion idols are nothing, and the things they delight in do not profit. Their witnesses neither see nor know, that they may be put to shame. Who fashions a god or casts an idol that is profitable for nothing? Behold, all his companions shall be put to shame, and the who craftsmen, mahusay, skilled, and the craftsmen are only human. Let them all assemble, let them stand forth, They shall be terrified. They shall be put to shame together. The ironsmith takes a cutting tool and works it over the coals. He fashions it with hammers and works it with a strong arm. Again, there's no mention of God's spirit here. It's just their natural abilities, their natural giftedness. He fashions it with hammers and works it with his strong arm. He becomes hungry and his strength fails. He drinks no water and is faint. The carpenter stretches a line. He marks it out with a pencil. He shapes it with planes and marks it with a compass. Nakit natin, he is doing the works. He is doing what he is supposed to do as he has learned it. My compass, my pencil, he shapes it into the figure of a man with the beauty of a man to dwell in a house. He cuts down cedars, or he chooses a cypress tree or an oak and lets it grow strong among the trees of the forest. He plants a cedar and the rain nourishes it. Then it becomes fuel for a man. He takes a part of it and warms himself. He kindles a fire and bakes bread. Also, he makes a god and worships it. He makes it an idol and falls down before it. Half of it he burns in the fire. Over half he eats meat. He roasts it and is satisfied. Also, he warms himself, saying, "Aha, I'm warm. I have seen the fire." And the rest of it he makes into a god, his idol, and falls down to it and worships it. He prays to it and says, "Deliver me, for you are my God." Nakita niyo sinasabi rito ni Isaiah? Itong mga mahuhusay na skilled worker, the carpenter, out of the same wood. Half of it he uses to warm himself, to cook his food, and half of it he uses to fashion an idol. At tapos, yuyukod siya ron para sabihin niya, "Iligtas niyo ako, ikaw ang Diyos ko." Verse 18, "They know not, nor do they discern, for he has shut their eyes so that they cannot see, and their hearts so that they cannot understand. No one considers, nor is there knowledge or discernment to say, 'Half of it I burned in the fire, I also baked bread on its coals, I roasted meat and have eaten, and shall I make the rest of it an abomination? Shall I fall down before a block of wood?' He feeds on ashes, and deluded heart has led him astray, and he cannot deliver himself or say, 'Is there not a lie in my right hand?'" Sabing ganun ni Isaiah, they cannot say that. They are so deceived. Their hearts are deluded. Imagine, from the same material, half of it he uses to do the things that he needs to do, for warming himself up, for cooking his food, and half of it he makes and fashions it into an idol, and then he would bow down to it. Kasi sabi ng, he is so deluded, hindi niya kaya sabihin, hindi niya kaya makita that there's a lie in my right hand. Here, we have artistic people in Isaiah 44, crafting for themselves idols. The principle that we saw in Exodus 31 was that God would use gifted people to make the furniture and everything in the tent of meeting, but they should not go beyond the instructions. They should not go beyond the mandate given to them. Hindi nila pwedeng itodo yung kanilang creativity to go beyond the instructions. They are not given the liberty to be creative with regards to worship and everything about worship. And the same principle applies to us today, dear ones. We are not at liberty to create for ourselves means and ways to worship God na hindi sang-ayon sa kanyang salita. God has given us His mandate. God has given us instructions, as we saw in the fashioning of everything about His dwelling place. Wala tayong mababasa na sige, maging creative kayo. Right? They cannot go beyond God's instructions. God has given us His mandate, His instructions with regards to worship that is acceptable to Him. Ano-ano yung mga yun sa konteksto natin? We worship Him in spirit and in truth. John chapter 4. We present ourselves as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable, which is our spiritual worship. Romans 12 verse 1. Paul goes on to say in Romans 12 verse 2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Importante ito mga kapatid, because as the Israelites were given such a privilege, specific instructions, we would see them later trying to be creative. And that is detestable to the Lord's sight. Let us use God's giftings for God's glory. Importante nating pag-usapan ito kasi bakit? In chapter 32, we would see the horrific account of the golden calf, yung gintong guya. How men use their skills to make an idol for worship, kapareho ng nabakitan sa Isaiah 44. And so the question for us right now is, will you use your gifts for God's glory and not for our own gratification? Mayit natin later sa Exodus 32, they did that not to glorify God, but because they wanted to gratify. Gusto nilang i-satisfy yung kanilang selfish desires. Right? Pansin natin ulit yung mga nabanggit dito ng mga tao. Si Bezalel and Ohaliel. Look at how the Spirit's work is described. Of Bezalel, it says, I have filled him with God's Spirit. So verse 3. Later on in verse 6, we would see, I have placed wisdom within every skilled craftsman in order to make all that I have commanded you. Very important that we see God enabled this man to build a tabernacle by His Spirit. Sa pamamagitan at sa kapangyarihan ng kanyang Espiritu. When we read of wisdom, understanding, and ability in verse 3, these are not additional qualities that went along with the Spirit. No. Instead, God gave this person one thing, His Spirit. And the Spirit sanctified His ability, sanctified His intelligence, sanctified His knowledge. Alam niyo po, minsan ang Diyos may do something supernatural and totally beyond a person's normal ability. But more often, I think He perfects an existing God-given gift as we see here. Hindi, again, wala akong pwedeng gamitin na ibang example. And this is not to say or this is not to elevate myself. Kung kukumpara niyo po ako nung 16 years ago as I preach and teach, I had the ingredients, if you will. Pero dahil ang banal na Espiritu ay nananahan sa akin at ang nais ko po ay papurihan ng Diyos, God has sanctified my gifts. And as the years go on, I know I'm not there yet. I still have a lot of room to improve in. I still have a lot of room to grow in. Pero kumpara po nung 17 years ago, God has sanctified my God-given ability and somehow honed it para sa kanyang kapurihan. That is what we see here. That is the principle that I want you to see here. Consider nyo rin po that God empowered the craftsmen to perform tasks for the well-being of the people. Hindi self-serving, para sa tao. Later in chapter 35-31, the work of the Spirit of God is mentioned again. And the repetition there reveals importance. Observe how Bezalel executed the plan with skill and precise obedience. Makita natin yan sa chapter 36, chapter 37. And so what is this saying? The Spirit enables obedience. Right? Ginagamit ng Banal na Espiritu ang ating pagsunod sa Kanya. The classic example that we read, or that I mentioned a while ago, si Joseph at si Joshua are key characters in the Pentateuch who were filled by the Holy Spirit. And we would see in their lives obedience to God. Si Bezalel and Oholiab, they were obedient to God as a result. Right? As a result of God, God's Spirit moving in their lives. Likewise, si Micah was filled with the Spirit. Para saan? To declare God's word forcefully and effectively to the people. Itong section pong ito ng Exodus may be the background for the phrase filled with the Spirit used later in the New Testament. From the craftsmen, we can learn at least dalawang katotohanan. Una po, we need the Spirit of God to accomplish the work of God. God gifted these men with the Spirit. We too need God's Spirit to carry out God's work. We can never do God's work on our own. On our own. So therefore, beloved, never stop thanking God for the Spirit's work, and never stop relying on the Spirit of God for His work. Let us not be mechanical Christians who just go with the flow, go through the motions, serving on our own energy. Mauubusan tayo, mapapagod tayo. But when we work unto God through and by God's Spirit, God's enablement, we would not be tired. We would not grow tired and weary. It would be a joy for us to do His will. We need the Spirit of God to do the work of God. Ano pa po ang katotohanan pwede natin makita rito? We learn that the Spirit fills us to do the tasks that are not always considered sensational in the eyes of others. Ang ganda po ng binigay sa atin dito ng Panginoon Diyos. I love how the text says that they were empowered to make stuff. I love it because people have the craziest ideas about the Spirit's work. Many are sensationalists. Meaning, sinasensationalize nila yung pagkilos ng Banal na Espiritu. Many think that as the Spirit of God moves in you, you would have a parang mahusay, parang grandiose, bonggang-bonggang gawain para sa Kanya. Thinking that when the Spirit of God blesses you, you would be a different creature. You would turn into like someone else. Yet in the text, we find that God blessed them with intelligence and ability to construct things. Minsan, mga kapatid, we think of the God, the movement or the ministry of the Holy Spirit, parang milagro, right? Yes, the Spirit of God, and God does miracles. He still does miracles. But in the New Testament, you see things that are not what people would call spectacular, right? When the Spirit of God filled the church, the early church, one of the things that they needed was to be able to speak God's message with boldness. Ano nakita natin sa kanila? May katapangan, katatagan na mangusap. They talked about Jesus a lot, even in the face of opposition. Classic example, si Pedro, right? He simply said that some serve and some speak with regards to the giftings. Both should use their gifts to serve one another for God's glory. Again, as for the gifts in the New Testament that are listed, many of them are not glamorous. Hindi lahat. Huwag natin pangarapin na lahat tayo mga ngaral or preachers. Praise the Lord, I'm not better than you. You're not insignificant. God has gifted us in so many ways, in so many fashion that we can use them for the edification of the church, para saan din? Para sa kapurihan ng Ama. Think about Acts chapter 6. When the church grew, the needs increased. And so they decided to appoint some men to meet the needs. Anong hinanap nila? They looked for men who were full of the Spirit, who were filled by the Spirit, and wisdom, full of faith, and the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 6 verse 3 hanggang verse 5. And you may say, oh wow, that's awesome. Pero ano ba ginagawa nila? They were serving widows. Those who are filled with the Spirit, who are walking with Jesus, will gladly serve widows. Visit the sick, care for the orphans, make coffee on Sunday, care for the children in Sunday school, tutor a disadvantaged student, give generous offerings, and help those in need. Huwag nating pangarapin lagi pong nasa harapan, laging sikat tayo. No. God would give His divine enablement and make use of the giftings of someone who is obedient, someone who desires to serve, someone who desires to serve others and glorify God in tremendous ways. Ang tanong po ito, is this you? Do you think these things, like doing things na hindi masyado nakikita, are beneath you? Sana tulungan tayo ng Panginoong Diyos to go beyond the celebrity Christianity mentality and not lose sight of the biblical vision of the Spirit's work. The Spirit of God enables us to do the work of God, and the Spirit's work through us may not be considered as sensational, but it is important work. Take the case of these two men, right? They were used by God para saan? Para mag-build. Hindi para mag-preach, hindi para gumawa ng mga milagro. No, they were given the skills and divine enablement, sanctified their giftings. Para saan? For them to work hard, for them to do manual labor. That is the most important thing that we need to find out and we need to talk about in this first section. Ano nga ulit nakita sa first section? Nitong chapter 31. We have the Spirit of God working through us. Working through us. Para saan? To serve others and to glorify God. This leads us to the next heading. Ano pa yung blessing dito? Sabi lang, twofold. The Spirit of God, and now we have the Sabbath of God, the rest of God. We have a Sabbath rest provided for us by God. Look at verse 12 to 17 again. And the Lord said to Moses, "You are to speak to the people of Israel and say, above all, you shall keep my Sabbaths, for this is a sign." Underline niyo po yung word na yan. It's underlined in my Bible or highlighted in my Bible app. "For this is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I, the Lord, sanctify you. You shall keep the Sabbath because it is holy for you. Everyone who profanes it or takes it lightly, casually, everyone who profanes it shall be put to death. Whoever does any work on it, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, holy to the Lord. Whoever does any work on the Sabbath day shall be put to death. Therefore, the people of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, observing the Sabbath throughout their generations as a covenant forever." It is a sign. Again, minensyon naman ng Panginoon Diyos. Forever between me and the people of Israel, that in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. Ano daw po? It is a sign. As a sign of the Noahic covenant is the rainbow. Again, may nauna na po dyan. Hindi po pag-aaral ng LGBT yan. The rainbow is God's. It is a sign of his covenant with Noah. And as the sign of the Abrahamic covenant is circumcision, the sign of the Mosaic covenant is the observance and celebration of the Sabbath day. Ang intensyon ng Panginoon Diyos for this to be a sign, the Sabbath, is to teach Israel and other nations who are watching, the chosen nation, that indeed Israel is his redeemed people. The Israelites had already entered into a measure of rest. They were partakers of God's rest. Alam niyo po, yung observance ng Sabbath was unique to Israel. Walang ibang nation ang gumagawa nito. It distinguished Israel from all other nations. So important was it, was its observance, that any Israelite, as we saw in verse 15, who failed to observe it, whoever does any work on it, died. Right? By not keeping the Sabbath, the Israelite who works on a Sabbath and does not rest on a Sabbath was showing that he, or perhaps she, was not interested in knowing that Yahweh is the Lord, that I am the Lord. At sabi pa rito, itong sign na ito was to continue on throughout all generations as long as God continued to work through Israel as his primary instrument. Ngayon, meron pong mga ilan sa kapanahon natin na very strict sila sa na mag-observe ng Sabbath. Again, Christians are sabi ni Pablo, do not let people judge you over moon festivals or Sabbath. Sa atin po ngayon, the early church observed Sabbath during the first day of the week. Kasi ito yung araw na nag-resurrect ang Panginoon Diyos. Right? And so we are doing that as well. And so, gusto kong tanungin yung mga stricto dito sa Sabbath na to, if they keep it all the time. And are those of their number who do not keep the Sabbath at all, are they put to death as the law requires? Again, we need to understand that Jesus is our rest. Jesus is our Sabbath, right? Jesus fulfilled every law, right? Yung analogy between God's work of creation and Israel's construction of the tabernacle is made explicit by the reference to the Sabbath at the close of the narrative. The tabernacle is like no other place on earth. It is built according to a divine plan to reflect an existing heavenly reality. It is a piece of holy ground. To put it in another way, the tabernacle is holy space. The Sabbath, by contrast, is holy time. Ang galing, no? Yung tabernacle, holy space. The Sabbath is holy time. By entering the tabernacle, Israel entered God's house. By keeping the Sabbath, Israel entered God's rest. Ang galing, di ba? Again, God did not command Christians to observe the Sabbath. The scriptures do teach the importance of periodic physical rest, regardless of the dispensation in which we may live. This is just telling us that we don't have to be servants 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We need to have some kind of rest. Again, itong section na ito concludes the record of all that Moses received from God during the 40 days and 40 nights he was on the mountain na nagsimula nung chapter 25 verse 1. Okay? Now, we see here sa verse 18, for me, a fitting way to end this section. Look at 31:18. And he gave to Moses, when he had finished speaking with him on Mount Sinai, the two tablets of the testimony, tablets of stone written with the finger of God. The two tablets that Moses received from the Lord were made of stone. Yari sa bato. Para saan yun? To emphasize and amplify permanence. Right? Yung permanence ng salita ng Diyos. And their testimony was written by the finger of God, it reads. Now, scholars of religion have long spoken of Israel's religious ideas as its unique contribution to civilization. Kaparehod ng Greeks na nag-develop ng philosophy, the Romans who displayed genius organization and empire building, but to make such comparison misses the point of Scripture. The Bible speaks not of the genius of Israel, but of the finger of God. The Ten Commandments were not the product of man, but the revelation of Yahweh to his people. Moses wrote the instructions concerning the tabernacle in such a similar form that they parallel what he wrote about the creation. Pansinin niyo po itong similarities nitong creation at ng tabernacle. And I think we'll be flashing the chart. Sa creation account po, the subject of the narrative is the establishment of God's good creation. Right? Yung sa tabernacle naman, the subject of the narrative is the establishment of God's good creation. Sa creation, the heavens and earth are the arena of the creation of divine human fellowship. Sa tabernakulo, the tabernacle is the arena, is the place for the restoration of divine human fellowship. Restoration. Sa creation account, God's Spirit was in the enabling power behind and in creation. Sa tabernacle, God's Spirit was the enabling power in the construction of the tabernacle. Structurally, the creation account consists of seven acts, each marked by divine speech. And God said, Genesis 1 verse 3, verse 6, verse 9, verse 14, verse 20, verse 24, verse 26. Now, structurally, the tabernacle account consists of seven acts as well. Seven acts, each introduced by God's divine speech. And the Lord said, Santo, Exodus 25 verse 1, chapter 30, 11, 30 verse 17, 30 verse 22, 30 verse 34, 31 verse 1, and 31 verse 12. Galing, no? Don't fail to notice and take note of the parallel. Sa creation account, God made Adam and Eve according to the specific pattern, the image of God. Si Moses made the tabernacle according to a specific pattern, a heavenly reality. Galing, di ba? Sa Garden of Eden, we would see the garden contained gold and jewels and cherubim guarded it. Sa tabernacle, we would see gold and jewels and cherubim. The cherubim guarded it. Diba? When creation was complete, God inspected and evaluated all that He has done, and He said and uttered a blessing. When the tabernacle was complete, Moses inspected and evaluated all that was done, and he uttered a blessing. Galing, di ba? Sa creation account, God rested on the seventh day at the end of the creation narrative. God told the Israelites, with regards to the tabernacle, to rest on the seventh day at the end of the tabernacle narrative. Sa creation account, after the creation narrative, a fall followed the creation narrative. Dito sa ating pinag-aralan, we would see a fall will follow the tabernacle narrative, and that's what we're gonna discuss next week sa Exodus 32. This fall resulted into the breaking of the Edenic covenant. This fall, sa chapter 32 ng Exodus, resulted in the breaking of the Mosaic covenant. Sa creation account, God covered Adam and Eve's nakedness. Sa tabernacle, God ordered the covering of the priest's nakedness. Ang galing, di ba? The similarity between God's work of creation and Israel's construction of the tabernacle emerges here with the reference to the Sabbath. Right? God's creation rest occurred once. The weekly Sabbath is a reminder of that divine rest. There remains a permanent rest awaiting us, Hebrews 4:9. Without getting into details about what is permissible on the Sabbath, kasi marami ang diniscuss sa Exodus chapter 20, di ba? Consider this idea. There is a resting in Christ for God's people. We find a rest in Jesus, who has done the work for us. There is a resting that takes place now, ngayon pa lang po, for Christians, as well as a permanent, the thing that we're looking forward to, a permanent ultimate Sabbath in the new creation. Many Christians avoid work on the Lord's Day, but they still are not keeping the Sabbath because they worry about a lot of things. They are not trusting in Christ. I pray that we are not in this situation. I pray that indeed we are resting in Christ. God had been talking to Moses on the mountain. And we see in verse 18, he had finished. He gave Moses two tablets with the 10 words written on them. Sa next chapter, Moses would come down and see the opposite of true worship of this glorious God. We go from a return to Eden to a return to the fall. Now, how should we wrap these things up? Again, sabi natin, itong section na ito is talking about two things. The Spirit of God working through us and the Sabbath of God provided for us. Let's try to recap these glorious truths, these gospel truths. Meron tayong high priest who worked and continues on working on our behalf. We have the Spirit of God working through us. We have a Sabbath rest provided for us. Worship the true and living God. To realize and just be indeed blessed by these twofold blessings. The Spirit of God working through us and the Sabbath rest provided for us. Si Kristo po ang ultimate na personification of both blessings. Right? Jesus worked for us, and He's working in and through us through His Spirit. Jesus has provided the rest for those who would believe in Him. Therefore, we ought to be worshiping the true and living God who is worthy of our praise. And that ends our study on the book of Exodus. I mean, Exodus chapter 31. I know it's a jet tour, pero I hope you saw the outline, and I hope we can apply timeless truths in our lives as we were taught by the Spirit of God sa section na ito, pertaining to His Spirit, pertaining to His rest. Right? Sige po, let's pray and thank the Lord for what He has done. Loving God, we thank You that You enable Your people to minister to each other and to glorify You. Salamat po at hindi namin kailangan gawin ang mga bagay ito sa sarili naming kalakasan. Thank You that You have given us Your Spirit to be working in and through us. Thank You that Your Spirit sanctifies all the giftings that we have para po mas maging effective, para po mas mapalapit kami sa Inyo, para po mas maunawaan namin ang lahat ng bagay na ito ay para po sa kapurihan ninyo. We thank You as well, Lord, for the gift of rest. Yes, we're talking about Sabbath and a day of rest, but we thank You, Lord, that this rest is not confined to a day for believers of Christ, because we found our rest in Christ Himself, who has paid all our dues, paid the penalty of our sins, fulfilled all the law for us, and by grace and through faith in Him, we are indeed free. We have this rest in Him. And we look forward, Lord, to that wonderful consummation of that rest when You return for us. Salamat na marami, Panginoon, sa pagtuturo niyo sa amin. We thank You, Lord. And we pray that we will be back next week for another lesson on the book of Exodus. We give You all glory unto You. We take nothing for ourselves, because Lord, Kayo lang po ang karapat dapat purihan. Salamat na marami for teaching. Salamat na marami for ministering to our hearts, and we pray that You continue to help us grow more in love with You and grow more dependent in Your Word and have a love and appreciation for Your truth. Thank You again for everything. In Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. Thanks for joining us or joining me. I'll see you all next week for our continued study on this wonderful book. Ingat po kayo. God bless you.